Emerson Show live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Coming up later on, CNN Radio correspondent Jim Roop. Rachel McGrath from Los Angeles. We'll get to that top five because I feel bad. I meant to get to that yesterday and I did not. Malcolm Young's birthday. So we're doing the top five AC/DC songs you ought to hear on the radio, but will not. Ladies and gentlemen, President, Prophet, Seer, Revelator, your personal savior at the Ministry of Truth. It's Tim Riley.
Time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
A drunk driver hits a drunk bicyclist. Only in Portland. Only in Portland. Happened in Northeast this morning. Please call it a double DUII. A driver of the truck, Mark Grover, was arrested following on drunk driving charges. The bicyclist, Don Slotov, had also been drinking and ran a red light before crashing into the pickup truck.
Oh, my brakes have gone out!
And this happened just after midnight.
Come on, you know that's funny.
I laughed.
Okay. Was anybody killed?
No.
Oh, that's hilarious then.
Sure.
Maimed?
Possibly.
All right, well, there you go.
Mike?
After midnight?
Drunk? Hit by a drunk driver?
No. I was very nearly killed by somebody this weekend. I was not drunk, by the way. I was very nearly killed by someone who I suspect was drunk. That'll unnerve you. You'll spend the rest of the day trying not to think about that over and over again. It was right by that Tom's restaurant place on 39th and Division.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was the... I came...
Well, that area between like Hawthorne and Powell on 39th is just all drunk drivers all the time.
I had this image in my head of suddenly being one of those white spray-painted bicycles. You really do not realize how close you are to death at any given moment until something like that happens. I was heading whatever direction at that 39th and Division intersection. And it's like I had... I don't want to go on because it's like a poker guy talking about a bad beat. No one cares. But I'm just saying, the light was red for quite some time, and I had like the white, you know, the little white walking guy signal. I get ready to call, and man, this guy in a huge, a massive truck blows through that intersection at what must have been 50 miles an hour. And I mean, if I had rolled out just like, because he was, you know, whipped around the corner, and if I had just gone out like a second earlier, I would not be here.
You'd be playing best of.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be bringing Ed Till back. That's what you'd be doing.
He's a successful stand-up comic now.
Come on, everybody. So this was in Northeast.
So this woman who's riding the bike is wearing dark clothing, not wearing a helmet or using lights.
Bam. Well done.
Now, the collision occurred when this woman, who was traveling northbound on Northeast Skidmore, failed to stop at a stop sign, so it's her fault.
This is her fault on every level.
But the driver, Mark, remained at the scene and cooperated with the investigation, so he's the hero here. Oregon is he's not really a hero.
He's the hero.
Well, he's the better of the two.
Thank you, drunk driver. Thank you.
Oregon is one of at least 8 states where drunk cycling falls within drunk driving statutes.
Well, she's retarded, though, because she's with no reflecting, no helmet.
Wearing dark clothes, probably some goth.
And don't think I didn't see you bicycle off without a helmet the other day, little Missy.
Oh.
Did you bring your helmet today?
Well, that's not good.
My head was cold. I had to pick the hat or helmet.
That's not true. I wear both.
Oh.
Your helmet's adjustable. You can wear it over. And
can't you put a chapeau over a bicycle helmet?
A chapeau. On my pate. You can wear those ear things like I do. It's like a headband, but it covers your ears to keep those from getting cold, and then your helmet fits over the top of it. I know that you think you'll look like a dork. You'll look a lot dorkier when you're jerking around
drooling. I know. Okay.
You're looking like Tara Reid because you hit your head
on the pavement. Well, if you really care, then buy me those ear things, and then I'll wear my helmet.
They're like $4.
Where do you even get those?
REI or, you know, one of the, like, an outdoor place.
Okay,
like
suburban guy.
Get a wife. Make her do it. That's what I did. Honey, I need one of those ear things. Stat. I end all my requests with stat now. This woman, not Sarah.
Right.
Not yet. Not today.
Okay.
This woman, I'm saying you're wearing dark clothing, no helmet. Really, you don't have any.
I'm going to be riding home at, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm just saying, let's do a check here. Dark clothing, yes. No helmet, yes. No lights on the bike. Check. Really, all that you're missing is a beer in you, and you'd be this woman. You don't want to be that
girl.
There
are reflectors on my bike, and I don't ride it at night. I walk in my dark clothing.
That's
drunkenly.
That is so not for you. How can you lie like that?
I walked home from the bar last night.
Walking home from the bar last night is not the same as saying that that's what you are. Are you telling me that you have never drunkenly bicycled home at night?
Oh, yeah, I have. But not since last summer.
Have you?
Don't you remember that one time when I did a few years ago?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I
only did it once. Once is all it takes. Well, let's talk about this other girl. So
let's deflect.
So she had black clothing, no lights, no helmet, and she didn't stop at a stoplight. Well, you get what's coming to you, don't you?
Well, apparently she's one of those foolhardy 25-year-olds.
I'm indestructible.
I'll live forever.
Nothing can harm me. I'm in my mid-20s. I'm full of vim and vigor. I carry a special invisible Harry Potter cloak around me that protects me at all times. So this drunk driver is a hero. He's better. He's more of a hero than she is. Because he stopped.
He's more of a man than she is.
Yeah. Well,
because she's a woman.
She's got a vagina. This didn't really end up being a helpful story to anybody
in
any way.
Yell at me. It's like, what am I supposed to do now? I don't have my helmet with me. I can wear it tomorrow. But what good does it do now? I'm stuck here without a helmet.
It's fine.
Fine.
Doesn't matter to me.
You and your ear warmers.
I'm just saying, but look, you know, my ears stay warm, and I'm not ashamed of that fact.
I'm driving a car that's like a tank.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tim hits me. If Tim's car hits me, you know, at least I will die warm. I will die warm as my life force oozes from my body. Here's Tim Riley.
I was talking about this other crazy lady, because we can get a couple more days out of this. Lisa, no watch.
I am so tired of the story. I'm past.
Well,
I'm,
I'll make it quick then. What causes people like this young lady to snap? We asked people in the know.
And so it's unclear, particularly in someone who has no history of any problematic disruptive behavior, of what would lead to this kind of life-disrupting event.
Okay, that's a bunch of crap. Where is he from? Is he from the Cleveland Clinic?
No, he's from the University of Connecticut Health Center.
All right. Well, what kind of problems could you possibly have in Connecticut?
Shelters.
My life is just this sweater is too warm. The
gazebo needs cleaning.
And it sounds like we're talking in code. The eagle has landed. The fat man walks alone. The cow is in the den. The cow is in the den. The thing about it is that's a lie. When you say what, can you play that again? When he's talking about this crazy astronaut woman.
The first lie.
The astronaut.
The astronaut.
Not because she's crazy.
Unclear, particularly in someone who has no history of any problem.
Okay, that's a lie. There's always a history.
Of what would lead to this kind of life-disrupting
lie.
Sounds like your parish priest.
Yeah, he does. And he sounds like he's probably nude while he's on the phone.
I'm sure he is.
So it's very interesting that there's no history in this very sexy case. Kind of doing a Zap Brannigan sort of thing. There's always a history. That's the thing. You don't know any nutcase adult, let's say in this case a woman, you don't know any nutcase adult woman who wasn't also a nutcase teenage woman. There's always a history with these kind of things. All right.
This professor says she may have been delusional.
A delusion of love that can frequently underlie many people who end up stalking others.
Peter Carlin, that's what this is.
Them out of perception that their
like
love
Peter Carlin.
Is reciprocated.
But less
is Peter Carlin's naked?
Totally. Yes, I do. He sounds like a less interested or interesting Peter Carlin. And you know this astronaut woman's a cutter, too. You know, you look on one of those outer thighs, you know there's going to be a bunch of little white lines.
Kyle Herring, a NASA spokesman, said a complete screening process will be reviewed.
The administrator has asked for a complete review of that process through the center director here in Houston at the Johnson Space Center, and also some independent folks are going to be formed as part of a team headed out of NASA headquarters to review all of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that NASA can keep this crazy woman?
No, I don't think she could possibly ever be in the NASA space program again.
Well, she might as well commit suicide now. Meanwhile, the Ford Taurus is coming back. Ford's marketing manager, Barry Redler, said the new Taurus and Taurus X will continue to be as bold as the original vehicles.
Well, when Taurus first came out, its styling was very innovative and bold. And when you take a look at the new Taurus and Taurus X crossover, and it brings with it this new three-bar grille that we know and customers love from the Fusion and the all-new Edge.
I don't understand anything in that story.
Who loves the Ford Taurus?
Everyone loves the Ford Taurus.
Sure.
America does. It's America's car.
Who loves the three-bar grill? And what is a three-bar grill?
You'll have to go see your Ford dealer today. Ask about the new Ford Taurus.
Are you being paid for this?
No.
Okay.
Nobody would pay me for anything. That's my crazy client. Who would offer me money to do anything?
A three-bar grill sounds like a restaurant. Rick, pleased to be telling listeners Sarah's bike ride home. There's probably a lot of folks itching for a job in radio, and accidents can happen. God forbid, of course.
That's just creepy.
Is it too soon?
The sheets are red and moist where I'm lying. God in heaven, teach me how to die.
Here's Tim Riley. I hear about Warner Music. They recorded a 74% fall in profits last year. Yes, weaker than expected album sales. They only made $18 million, and that's not very much. However, their digital musical sales jumped 45% to $100 million.
You know, the thing about iTunes, though, because I still buy CDs, and I buy physical media, as they say, DVDs. But the problem with iTunes is that you sort of become angry. Then you can become a little dependent on iTunes or getting stuff online, because then when you go and it's not there, then it just freaks you out. Then you just become bitter about it. I was looking for the song the other day, and I couldn't find it on iTunes. And I'm like, well, what do you mean it's not here? What do you mean you don't agree with me? I thought, and then you just become. And then it actually takes me a second to figure out that you can actually go to the store and buy records. Like, I sort of forgot about it. There was this song that I wanted to get. I looked online, and in my own defense, I went to iTunes. You know, I'm like, well, I'll pay for this. And so I went to iTunes, ready to pay, with my credit card in hand, ready to buy it. Couldn't find it. And then I looked on some of the free file sharing. I looked on, like, Bear Sharing, because I couldn't find it. And then I'm like, well, like, I guess I can't own it then. And then I had nothing. I had completely forgot that I could actually go to the record store. So I don't really know what the point of this is. Let's move on.
Let's talk about something different, shall we? Family members of four Blackwater USA contractors killed during a 2004 ambush in Fallujah testified on Capitol Hill. The family has sued the North Carolina-based private military contractor and security firm for allegedly failing to provide their relatives with adequate gear and weaponry. Catherine Heverson Whittingall, the mother of one of the victims, told the committee that her son went through extreme torture.
I was told he was still alive when they tied him to the back of that truck and drug him through the streets of Fallujah. And that was before they decapitated him, dismembered him, and torched him.
So she's suing who?
She is suing this private contractor company.
And why?
Well, because her son was killed by terrorists.
Well, okay.
Family members like Donna Zobko said they've been forced to sue Blackwater to find out what happened to their relative.
Simple, plain truth. Mrs. Zobko or Donna, this is what happened.
Is Blackwater what Lisa Goddard was talking about yesterday? There's some subsidiary of like a Halliburton firm.
Uh-huh.
It seems like you ought to pick a different company to work for at this point. If Halliburton says...
And how much do you need a job?
Really?
And how easy do you think this will be
before
you leave?
There's always work at the post office, kids. Mm-hmm. If Halliburton offers you an exciting new opportunity in your career advancement, maybe think about working at the mall instead. That's all I'm saying. The odds of being beheaded, like when you're working at the camera stop or something at Lloyd Center, are substantially lower than they would be working at any... a subsidiary of Halliburton. A little food for thought there.
Henry Waxman read aloud an email from Blackwater about the lack of security just days before the deadly incident in Fallujah.
Quote, I need new vehicles. I need new comms, which means communications devices. I need ammo.
Well, that's creepy. Okay. Yeah, try not to go there if you don't have to. All right.
At what point would you be at where you even consider such a thing?
That's what I don't understand.
And think you can come home safely.
And especially...
That people will be looking after your best interests when you can't even get insurance here in America.
Well, the thing I don't understand is it doesn't sound like that Blackwater. It doesn't sound like they're hiring, pardon the term, grunts. I mean, it sounds like those are like... Blackwater and Halliburton, one of that seems like... That's not just some entry-level enlistment thing like the military. It seems like they're looking for people who know how to do stuff and are educated. So it seems like if you have any degree of education, or any degree of, like, skill or you have some sort of academic achievement, it seems like you ought to be able to get a job where people aren't going to be dragging you behind a truck somewhere. If you can and you just opt for that job anyway, I mean, really, it begs the question of, like, how high does the salary have to be? And do they just close that to you when you get the job? You know, like here, you know, may suffer paper cuts, you know, or whatever. It may be expected to work some holidays. At no point when I took this job here did they say, you know, may be dismembered in streets of Fallujah. It seems like they move on. Find a different place to work.
We do have dismemberment insurance. That's true. Do you ever see that when you
It's only 3 cents paycheck.
My wife gets that. She gets accidental death and dismemberment insurance, which is really creepy because you know that that's happened. Like, you know that at some point in time there wasn't accidental death and dismemberment insurance, and then, like, something happened, you know, day X happened, and the next day they were like, can you talk to HR? We need to update the insurance policies. We need to, let's go ahead and take this one.
I'm all up in his grill.
This is Carol, the token Italian. Hello.
Hello, Rick.
Hi, Carol.
I really want to win the tickets to the Monster Truck Show, because I'm just about as white trash as you're really going to get. But in order to win, I'd like to offer you a conversation with my daughter, who lives in the state of Alabama. You can't get any more white trash than the stuff that she's going to let you listen to. For instance, her recipe for
squirrel
brains.
This is so creepy. I'm sorry, what?
Her recipe for squirrel and squirrel brains.
Okay.
I would like to offer that. I would like to offer the story of how she took my grandson to a McDonald's and told some lady she was going to beat her ass and she needed to get back to her trailer park.
Yeah, this is a little disturbing. And just the first two-thirds of this conversation wherein you offered, and I think the phrase was, I'm going to offer you my daughter who lives in Alabama.
No, a conversation with my daughter.
Well, I'm just
saying. Because you're always talking about how white trash you're whatever, that Wenatchee and, like, Washington State and all this.
Right.
Nah, that's nothing.
You're saying the bar is set a little higher in Alabama.
I'm going to offer you a recipe for squirrel brains. I mean, come on, can you get that in the state of Washington?
I don't know.
However small the town is?
It's probably not. All right, I'll put you on hold. Scotty will make sure he has your phone number, and maybe we'll pursue that. I'm just feeling a little unnerved by the whole thing. All right, thank you. Thank you, Carol. That's Carol, the token Italian right here in the...
I'm all up in his grill.
Here's Tim Riley.
Breaking news, Dateline Miami. Anna Nicole Smith has collapsed at a hotel in Hollywood, Florida. This happened at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino and Hotel. Hotel officials were saying CPR was performed at the scene and a breathing apparatus was inserted into her throat. Once again, Anna Nicole Simpson has collapsed in Florida.
So that's got to be an overdose of some kind. She just seems like one of those... It's just sad that there was this brief window of time where she was so hot, and then ever since then she's just been this weird, staggery wreck. And there is also this, speaking of windows of time, whenever somebody's really visibly strung out, there's always that funny 6 month period where it's kind of funny. You know, it's where it's hilarious. Look, wasn't that Anna Nicole Smith that did the, cause he's freaking genius? That was her. And she was talking about somebody.
Yep.
Who was she even talking about?
I don't know. Some awards show though.
But she was talking about some producer who is freaking genius.
Yep. If I ever make an album, I want him to produce it.
It was like Andre 3000 or something. She's like, because he's a freaking genius. And we're like, oh, look, it's hilarious. She's abusing her body with prescription medication. And then we all sort of titter away. And then now it's just that's just become a thing that she does all the time, not just when she's going to be in front of a camera somewhere. So I guess it really shouldn't surprise anybody that she's just a class. Is she, she's not dead, though, is she?
No, not yet.
A breathing apparatus inserted into her throat. All right. Well, there you go. And didn't it turn out that her kid...
So many different stories.
I don't even know what the deal is with her kid anymore, because her kid died, and then it turned... Then she had amnesia, and then there was the prescription medication, but now it looks like her lawyer may have thrown all that crap away, and whatever. I don't even know what's going on with her. All right. Well, there you go. So Anna Nicole Smith collapsed, blah, blah, blah. Which reminds me, by the way, of that Britney Spears photograph that you showed me. Is that one... When is that from? That's photos of Britney Spears.
That's from like 2 or 3 days ago.
Somebody reaching into her pants and adjusting her thong. I mean, really, if you are at the point where you are so drunk and stoned in public, where you got to have somebody adjusting the back strap of your thong while you sit there.
Well, Britney's not known for being stoned. She's
that could be part of the job description.
She's got a bit of a problem.
Sarah's tapping the side of her nose. Do you have an itch? That's not true.
Oh,
I don't believe that. She's way too fat. There's no way. No, because she'd be thin. If that was her problem.
I was just reading a blind item about her today.
If Britney Spears had a problem tapping the side of her nose, then she would. I just don't buy that because she's too tubby. I mean, by her standards, anyway. So it seems unlikely that that would be the case. I'm not saying it's not the case.
No, I mean, it's just, it's all eyewitness accounts all the time. Mm. And then I guess she's known for leaving little bits and pieces of her...
nose?
Yes, of her nose everywhere she goes.
I thought that was Michael Jackson.
I don't even really know what you're actually referring to now. All right, here's Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
So here's this Nancy Pelosi flap. She wants to find an Air Force jet for her official travels. White House spokesman Tony Snow calls it an appropriate security measure in the post 9/11 world and labeled the controversy much ado about not a whole lot.
Says Speaker of the House, she is entitled to military transport, and that the arrangements, the proper arrangements, are being made between the Sergeant of Arms Office and the House of Representatives and the U.S. Department of Defense.
Any controversy is unfounded.
I'm not aware that this is the primary concern at this point. I don't believe she's asking to be sent on the space shuttle.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that. All right. It's 503-733-2297. It's break here. We'll come back. We have more from Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth, coming up later on. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. We'll talk to Rachel McGrath as well. We have the top five AC/DC songs you ought to hear on the radio but don't. Scotty J's Suburban Perspective and the worst song you've ever heard. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. Emerson Show, 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. Rick, Anna Nicole Smith's been on the tabloid shows this week with her baby boyfriend, dead son saga. Now sources say that Howard K. Stern is under investigation for giving her son the methadone that killed him. Perhaps her lips exploded. It looked like they were freshly plumped when she was on Extra and Entertainment Tonight last night. Blah, 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 blah. So there you go. Yeah, methadone's no good. And that Howard K. Stern guy is sleazy and has always struck me.
He is so creepy.
He's incredibly creepy.
And that's completely
creepy.
Not his kid.
No. So, let's see. Rick, I live in Tigard, and I always hear you joke about Vancouver. I smile at the jokes, but I never really understood the Vancouver jokes firsthand. But the most fantastic, and by fantastic I mean horrible, thing just happened. I was just at the Vancouver Mall with a 2.5-year-old playing in the little playland. As I was sitting there, I heard a bunch of shrieking and screaming from the escalator. I looked over, and a woman with four kids... I looked over, and a woman with four kids, they were all literally tumbling down the escalator. The woman was holding a super big gulp, of course, and was trying to keep from spilling it as she was physically rolling over three of the kids down the sharp, jagged metal stairs. Although she did drop all of her possessions and failed to protect her children, she did keep the big gulp safe. There was hair being pulled into the edges of the escalator, and they just kept rolling and falling for literally 40 seconds as all of the people at the playland looked and gawked at them. Finally, somebody shut off the escalator and carted the family away. As if that wasn't enough, a child then vomited in the playland. We looked for his mom, but she'd wandered off to do something else. There was nowhere to be found. But the topper was when I was rolling walking back to my car, and an old beat-up car pulled up next to me. A lady rolled down the window, and as I saw, she was holding a printed-out MapQuest map. She proceeded to ask me where the Applebee's was. Long story short, I now see what you were talking about when you make fun of Vancouver. That is all. All right, well, thank you, sir. Glad you could help see and find your own way there. Here's Tim Riley.
So an update here. Anna Nicole Smith was seen getting her chest pumped. Before she was taken to the hospital, she was found unresponsive in her hotel room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What? She was found unresponsive in her hotel room.
Overdose, overdose. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Maybe
that Howard K. Smith gave her a little treat for lunch.
Yeah, I just, you know, that's a story that only ends one way. You know what I mean? The Anna Nicole, when you are like Anna Nicole Smith, you are on a one-way road most of your life. And, yeah, I mean, you see interviews, and I've talked about that, I think it's the E! True Hollywood story for her, where it's like her creepy-ass family, mm-hmm. and they're just the strangest people on earth. I mean, look, I mean, it's not like
Did
I come
from... Did you ever watch the Anna Nicole Smith show?
Anna Nicole?
Yeah.
A little bit, but I couldn't take too much of it. And you know why I couldn't really watch it? It was that guy. It was Howard K. Stern. He was way too weird for me. He's just kind of strangely off-putting and not like creepy. Like
he has serial killer eyes.
He totally does dead eyes, like a doll's eye.
And all he does is just sit there and watch her.
The feeling that you get off of Howard K. Stern, that guy, her, Anna Nicole Smith's lawyer, the vibe I always get off of that guy is kid growing up, and no girl would talk to him. You know, he was the, you know, just total misfit, outcast, loser, never could get a date. Now he's this attorney, and he's got a drugged up former Playmate of the Year under his spell. And so that's his thing. He's just doing everything he can to hold on to her. But of course, people like Anna Nicole Smith are just so effed up and stupid that they can never really be completely. It's hard to control someone who really is just flat out dumb as a box of dust.
Well, she's unconscious and unresponsive.
Well, that might be his ideal scenario for her. You never really know. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Hillary, get rid of your trousers, says Versace. Hillary Clinton should tap into her feminine side and wear dresses and skirts instead of trousers, says fashion designer Versace. I'm not sure which Versace this is.
Donatella. Which one's dead? Gianni?
I think it's Gianni.
I think he's dead.
He's dead. He's the
so this one's still alive.
All right.
Donatella Versace. I'm not sure if that's a man or a woman.
I think that's
really tell by looking at her.
No. I can understand the trousers are uncomfortable, but she's a woman and she can't be allowed to show that. She should treat femininity as an opportunity and not try to emulate masculinity.
Hillary Clinton in a skirt wouldn't. It'd be like Mel Gibson in a dress. It just doesn't make any sense. You can't. Hillary, and nobody would believe it anyway. If you put Hillary Clinton in a skirt, everybody would immediately. Scotty. Hillary without trousers. I'm going to vomit. If Hillary Clinton, it's like when she tried to do that thing with her hair in the 92 election where she tried to soften her hair because they felt that she didn't look feminine enough. And Hillary Clinton, I'm not saying that she's an unattractive woman in some... You know, she has a certain...
You know, in real life, she has an earthy look to her.
She's a handsome woman. She's very women. It's always older British women that are described that way. Well, she's very handsome. But it would just look unnatural. Hillary has a certain masculinity about her, and there's just it's like that. The only time I ever saw Hillary Clinton wear anything that seemed vaguely feminine looked good, it was a pantsuit. It was a pink pantsuit that she wore at one point, and she kind of made that work. That's about the limit of it.
Unless she wears this lion tamer's outfit,
yeah, you're trying. You try to put her in some sort of a miniskirt, and that's just a whole, that's a road to nowhere. Not even I want to see that. So, yeah, don't do that.
So they say a skirt should reach to the knee and be worn with a short jacket or a coat.
All right.
The best color would be black rather than blue Clinton.
Okay.
I admire her determination, which will hopefully take her to the White House in Versace.
Let's see here. Jeff, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
You know, that entire thing about the escalator takes me back to Mallrats.
Totally.
A kiss on the escalator again.
Yeah, no, it's... Well, and when you're... I was thinking about this the other day, about what a bizarre invention escalators really are. Escalators, I just thought Idiocracy with, what's his name? Is it Luke Wilson? Owen Wilson? It's one of the Wilson kids, isn't that? Who's the tall, thin one?
The blonde beaky one?
No, not the beaky. He's the O-R-They guy from Rushmore. Who's the Wilson? But it's not Owen Wilson. We can do this the other way. Who's the surfer dude, Wilson? Is that Owen
that's
or Luke?
That's Owen. Luke is like the...
Owen
he's
is...
He's like the brown-haired, like, kind of confused-looking one.
Yeah, but he's... Yeah, he always... That's it. Totally, perpetually confused, tall and slender. Luke, yes. He is in Idiocracy, which is not a great movie, but it's a pretty good film. And it's kind of a Futurama plot where he gets frozen, wakes up in like 30-50. He's middle of the bell curve. They freeze him because he's absolutely, they want to preserve a specimen of human averageness, you know. And he wakes up and society has gotten so dumb that he is now the smartest man on earth. And they just have all of these labor-saving devices, like a Lazy Boy chair with a toilet in it, because everybody's too dumb and stupid to get up in front of the television. So it's
basically not unlike living in the suburbs now. And the thing about it is, I was thinking about escalators and how escalators are an idiocracy kind of invention. I mean, who said, like, even like over at the Coin Tower, where you're only going one flight of stairs? I mean, literally, you're going like 12 feet. Who is it that says, I don't know, I can't walk up these 12 stairs? It's not like
99% of all Americans. That's who.
It's not like you're handicapped. Not like you're in a wheelchair. You don't have legs or something. You just don't want to take 12 steps. And so we have actually spent hundreds of thousands of dollars at the Coin Tower installing steps that move for you. I mean, I'm not complaining about it as such, but that really is the most American of inventions. So, and you get extra points, sir, for referencing mall rats in any way, shape, or form. So good for you.
May I also say, they had the similar situation there on Bill and Ted's excellent adventure of the don't get sucked under so crates.
All I remember about the mall sequence in Bill and Ted is when the guy looks at Beethoven and says, "Are you a musician?" And then Beethoven looks up and arches an eyebrow, which is odd because Beethoven is deaf. But who am I to
hear?
Yeah, right. Who am I to quibble with historical accuracy in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? The next time you watch Bill and Ted's Adventure, by the way, I'll wrap this up with a useless bit of trivia. Next time you watch Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, watch that. It's not the opening sequence, but it's a sequence early on when Bill and Ted are walking across the campus of San Dimas High School, and Ted Theodore Logan is talking about the report they've got to file. How would historical figures of times past view the world of San Dimas in 1987? Watch his mouth when he says that, because they had to change the year that he says like four different times because that movie kept falling farther and farther behind schedule and budget. There you go, a little bit of trivia for you from Rick Emerson.
Excellent.
All right, San Dimas High School football rules. Thank you. That's Jeff. Here's Tim Riley.
Women's Corner. News for and about the ladies. For women, apparently, there's nothing like the smell of a man's sweat. Researchers at the University of California at Berkeley said the women who sniffed a chemical found in male sweat experienced elevated levels of an important hormone, along with higher sexual arousal, faster heart rate, and other effects.
You know, Scotty sweats a lot.
This is published last week. It represents the first direct evidence that people secrete a scent that influences the hormones of the opposite sex.
I find secrete to be an unpleasant word. We have a lot of those. We had to create a master list of words not to be used on the show. Secrete, there's nothing good that comes out of that. Like, a secreting just sounds like something you wouldn't... You know what secreting sounds like? And I hate to be disgusting. Secreting sounds like a sister word. You'll pardon the phrase. It sounds like a sister word to... discharge. That's what it sounds like. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, that is the end. For comparison's sake, women also smelled yeast, which did not create the same effects.
I didn't think the story could get any worse. Why did you have to end with the women smelled yeast?
Well, it was part of the research.
Oh, okay. You're sure this was an actual study, right?
I am, yes.
Were the cameras?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Secrete is unpleasant. And, you hear that all the time. And that's one of those that's a bit one of those little bits of scientific knowledge that they always say, but it doesn't seem like it could possibly be true, because they talk about pheromones. And now pheromones are a secondary sex characteristic that create arousal between human beings. But that doesn't seem like it could possibly be true. Like, when is the last time you're in an elevator and you're standing next to some guy who hasn't bathed since last Tuesday, and he's been working out at a gym and then, you know, like carrying logs every day, and you smell him from across the elevator, and your first thought is, I can't wait to have sex with that right there. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. I mean, I'm the first to admit that maybe cologne isn't always the answer to that, but it doesn't really seem like sweat is a thing that turns anybody on. So, especially because, and this is another word that I don't like, they seem incapable of talking about pheromones in any of these stories without also using the phrase, God, I hate this phrase, you know what I'm about to say too, musky. I hate the phrase, musk, musky, musk-scented. It's just an unpleasant... It really does take you right to that sex panther kind of a place. It's just all kinds of awkward. Rick, about Hillary Clinton. She has that thick ankle thing going on. And no, yeah, she does. She kind of has the cankle where it's sort of like a tree stump. It just goes all the way down into the shoe. Here's Tim Riley.
So we're still following the Senator Nicole story, and apparently, let's see, she's rushed to the hospital. And one reporter says she doesn't look good. How good can you look if you're unresponsive?
I was going to say, how good could you look if you're Anna Nicole Smith? Rick, did I hear that Anna Nicole Smith got her chest pumped.
Yes.
He then says, wouldn't be the first time.
And she was unresponsive throughout the entire thing.
Meet me in the back. Here's Tim Riley.
Yes, a modified marquee in Atlantic Beach has drawn some attention. Hoo-ha replaced the word in the title of a play after a driver complained about finding the previous wording offensive. The marquee for Atlantic Theaters advertised a number of plays, including The Masquerade Ball, Bam Jam, and now the Hoo-ha Monologues. Some said hoo-ha is a strange word and that its definition depends on its content, while others say it sounds like a country band.
The Hoo-ha Monologues?
Yeah, hoo-ha.
And this is hoo-ha.
Are you sure that she didn't die?
No, I don't have that yet.
Who?
Anna Nicole Smith?
No, I do not have that confirmed.
Okay, someone just sent me that she died.
No, I do not accept outside comments.
This is the news. It's not a, you know, people don't get to vote on the news. Mm-hmm. Well, who told you that she died?
Well, it's not a multiple choice type of thing.
My friend Angela just wrote me. Anna Nicole Smith just died.
Well, how would Angela or Angela?
Angela.
Well, how would Angela know that?
I think Justin's sister.
No, I'm looking right here. No, there's,
I have several sources as we speak up on my screen.
Would you be surprised, though?
No, I mean, well, no, it's inevitable. I mean, she's not dead now. I mean, you know that that's another...
You know, it's a Hollywood Babylon thing.
That's another...
Oh, hang on. This is from Metro Source News. Sources now say Anna Nicole Smith is dead.
Oh, my God.
Once again, Dateline Miami, Florida, from Metro Source News.
Jesus.
Dateline Miami, Florida. Sources are saying Anna Nicole Smith is dead.
Jesus God. I wonder if we made it happen by mentioning it repeatedly. Sorry.
How can I continue?
Well, all of these jokes seem a little darker now, don't they?
Once again, sources are now saying Anna Nicole Smith is dead. She had collapsed at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. She was found unresponsive in her hotel room.
Jeez. Well, now she, I mean, honestly, she's been, like, trying, that's a good way to get out of the maternity test. She's been pushing it. And see, now she doesn't have to deal with that. Because, you know, it's that guy's baby.
Seems like a bit of an extreme measure. We just moved to Cuba like everybody else.
Okay, that's according to Metro Source.
Okay, hold on one more time here.
This bulletin just in. Sources are now saying Anna Nicole Smith is dead.
Well, good God. We should call, hey, Sarah, let's call CNN.
Okay.
And see on the off chance that CNN has...
I've got CNN on and they're not saying that she's dead yet.
We should see if there's any, if CNN has anybody sort of talking about that. It's 503-733-2970. So according to the news department here at CBS Radio, so the word we have received is that Anna Nicole Smith is dead. It doesn't say whether it's the accidental overdose, but they
found her unconscious and unresponsive, and they pumped her stomach and they brought her to a hospital.
All right, and but the sources are now saying that she is dead. How old is she? Does it say?
No. No one's ever asked.
All right. Kenny, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hasn't she always had a Marilyn Monroe complex?
Well, I don't know whether she had a Marilyn Monroe. I mean, here's how it begins, Tim. Which is not even dead 30 seconds. We're already doing the E! True Hollywood story. I was actually just going to say, this is so morbid.
It's not like we're going to play Candle in the Wind. Source is saying that Anna Nicole Smith is dead.
We're on the phone with CNN right now. Sarah's on the phone with CNN right now. We're seeing if they have anybody talking about this, if they've received this news. Well, it's funny because we were just saying, it's hilarious because, no, it is interesting.
It is not.
I'm saying, no, so I'm clarifying. It's not funny. It's strange funny. That we were just saying, I was just getting ready to say a second ago that, this is back like 5 minutes ago when we thought she had just overdosed, that you know she's one of those people about whom they have the obituary already written. You know the obituary has been written about her. It's been sitting in a file for like 5 years.
I just hope somebody didn't jump the gun on this.
Metro Source is saying she's dead, though.
Right, Metro Source reports she's dead.
Is Metro Source saying she's dead, or is Metro Source saying...
Sources are saying Anna Nicole is dead, according to Metro Source.
So,
unresponsive seems pretty much self-explanatory. I mean, it seems like... she's probably dead.
Maybe. Metro Source is quoting sources that say Anna Nicole Smith is dead. Assuming she is dead, I can just let the blunt comments begin. I don't
it's
really...
It's too soon.
I don't have the sounder. Don't quit looking at me. It's not too soon. It's really the high time for her to have done this was like 5 or 6 years ago. It's really she did wait too long. Really, if this was something she did herself, if she did take her own life, really the year to do that would have been, I don't know, would have been like 93 or so. That would have been the time to do it. But I don't know whether she had a Marilyn Monroe thing going on or whether that was a thing just put on her by Playboy. Oh, man, you know that there's going to be, you know, that they're going to be stopping the presses of Playboy magazine right now to put together like a huge retrospective, which I will buy, by the way. I will tell you that right now. I'll buy that. Because she really was iconic in her day, you know, back in the 90s, in the early 90s. She was a different type of playmate, and she really did kind of break the mold. Kenny, were you saying that she, Anna Nicole Smith herself, predicted this?
I thought at some point she had. I mean, it's been so long since she's been an actual celebrity rather than a joke. I thought at some point she had said something about how this is how she'd probably end up going out with, like, Marilyn Monroe, because she was the Marilyn Monroe of her time.
Maybe. I mean, it's weird. I mean, it kind of goes without saying, though, that you're somebody like Anna Nicole Smith, and you always hear that phrase about, well, you know, when you're an actress or when you're a model or whatever, then your looks start to go and you kind of realize you don't have. But it's like, really, what? At some point when you're Anna Nicole Smith, you got to wake up and look in the mirror and just realize that, like, really, what else are you going to be doing? I mean, that's got to be a depressing place to be. When you can't just, because then you just end up being like that. What's that, Angeline? That Angeline woman in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
That just,
she's been around for a long time.
She's like 100 years old and just, you know, still trying to look like she's about 20. So, all right. Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you.
There you go. So the word is, sources are reporting that Anna Nicole Smith, former Playboy playmate, what else did she do? She was in the
nothing
naked,
really.
Naked Gun.
She's just Anna Nicole Smith.
Let's see. I'm going to go right now. Let's see. Anna Nicole. I'm going to look and see if her. This is always something I do. I do this now. This is part of my celebrity death ritual. And as soon as we've got this confirmed, we will play the snuff watch theme, and we'll be on the scene with the snuff watch. This is part of my new celebrity death ritual now. I go to Wikipedia and see if it's been updated. See, because if not, then I want to be the one to do it.
Anybody can update Wikipedia, though.
Yeah, but it's always a race to see if I can be the one to enter the death date. And I never, I never am because I'm always on the air. Here we go. I'm reading the Wikipedia entry on Anna Nicole Smith. Anna Nicole Smith, born November 28th, 1967. Death, February 8th, 2007. That's creepy that there was somebody out there with the same idea. I just couldn't wait to jump on Wikipedia and edit it. It was an American model, actress, and buxom blonde celebrity who first gained popularity as Playboy Magazine's 1993 Playmate of the Year. And I'm looking to see if death. All right. Now, this is, again, this is just Wikipedia. But they are basically, they have a citation for this, though, which is a Florida news source. On February 8th, 2007, Smith was found unresponsive in a room in the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe and Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. She was rushed to a hospital. Witness told local media, okay, I love Wikipedia. Can I just tell you why I love Wikipedia? Listen to this. This is the death entry for Anna Nicole Smith in Wikipedia. On February 28th, 2007, Smith was found unresponsive in a room of the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe and Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, California. She was rushed to a hospital. A witness told local media that paramedics were pumping her chest when they took her out of the hospital. They also stuck bees in her mouth. And then
okay, here we go. CNN. CNN confirms Anna Nicole Smith is dead. That's CNN.
All right.
Anna Nicole Smith is dead. That, from a law enforcement source telling CNN, she's 39. She collapsed in a South Florida hotel, taken to a local hospital. She collapsed at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino and was rushed to Memorial Regional Hospital just before 2 o'clock Eastern Time. She was found unresponsive in her hotel room. Once again, it is confirmed by a local law enforcement official and from CNN that Anna Nicole Smith is dead.
All right. So, how old was Marilyn Monroe when she died? Anybody know?
30-something.
It was 30. I don't think it was 39, though. I think it was 37.
No. That's about the age.
I think she was 37. All right. I'm going to try to get a screen capture of this Wikipedia page.
She was rushed.
Terrible person.
No, it's great. She was rushed to a hospital. Witness told local media paramedics were pumping her chest when they took her to the hotel. Period. They also stuck bees in her mouth.
And this is under the headline Entertainment. And then Nicole Smith is dead.
And then it just says bees in huge letters.
Scotty, I got it.
Scotty, yeah, we'll go ahead. Is this CNN calling us back?
Hello?
Okay, it is confirmed by CNN that Anna Nicole Smith is dead. Collapsed at a South Florida hospital, taken to a local hospital. She collapsed at Seminole Hard Rock Casino and Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. Rushed to Memorial Regional Medical Center in Hollywood, Florida. Shortly after 2 o'clock Eastern Time, she was found unresponsive in her hotel room, and she was seen getting her stomach pumped.
We will be having, by the way, just a little breaking news, we will be having Ed McCarthy from CNN on the phone at 105 to talk about the death of Anna Nicole Smith. That's so weird.
So try not to get him to laugh.
That is weird. It's.
And we were just talking about it.
It's so weird. And I, you know.
You never actually think that she's going to die.
That's.
Because she's done so much to herself.
Well, because, yeah, that's the thing is, it's like she just seems indestructible, like Courtney Love. Mm-hmm. How weird that Anna Nicole Smith died before Courtney Love, by the way. We should do a whole series of people who died before Courtney Love. That just doesn't seem right. So.
Oh, you know, Lycus is going to be all over this. I think Anna Nicole has been on this Deadpool for like 5 years.
Really?
Hmm.
It's weird, and
she didn't want to reach 40, apparently.
Well, I mean, it's. I mean, she peaked in you know, I mean, really being Playmate of the Year. That was, I mean, that was the peak. That's all she really did. After that, I mean, I'm not sure she never did anything, but after that, she just was a downward spiral for her. She wasn't like Jenny McCarthy, who was Playmate of the Year and then had kind of a career, and I guess still sort of does. Here we go. Here's the other stuff Anna Nicole Smith did. In 1993, appeared in the promotional video for Brian Ferry's single, Will You Love Me Tomorrow? Appeared in the promotional video for Kanye West's single, The New Workout Plan. In 1997, she recorded a cover version of My Heart Belongs to Daddy, originally made famous by Marilyn Monroe. It's got a list of the smallest. She was on Veronica's Closet. She made an appearance on Ally McBeal. Her filmography is The Hudsucker Proxy, Naked Gun 33 and a Third, To the Limit, Skyscraper, Be Cool, and a movie called Illegal Aliens, which looks to have been her last film appearance, which is a character named Lucy, last year. All right, this is Steve. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hey, what's up?
So, I was just wondering, who gets all the money?
I don't know. Does she have other kids?
It says here, Smith's husband and attorney, Howard K. Smith, was at her side when she collapsed. He's the Jessica Fletcher of the Anna Nicole Smith family. I'll stand next to him.
I'm sure he's her executor, but if she died intestate, who gets all that money?
Oh, you know, and Scotty's pointing out she has a brand new baby, doesn't she? Doesn't she have a new kid?
She just had a kid, and she's been involved in a lawsuit with Larry Burkhead, who says that he's the father of the child.
That's right.
And he's been suing her for paternity tests, and so it was up against the wall because she was going to have to give him the paternity test, and now she doesn't.
Oh, you know who's got to be happy, though, is that J. Howard Marshall Smith, or whatever that guy, the old guy that she, because she was still fighting with the family, the old guy.
He died.
Yeah, he died a long time ago.
His son died, too.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But yeah, she was fighting for the family for all of his billions.
Maybe. Anna Nicole Smith is a bad luck charm. Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. That's sort of a self-cleansing hole, I think. All right, there we go.
Because there's going to be two more in the next few days now.
I guess we ought to get it ready for the trifecta. All right, that's Steve. Anna Nicole Smith, if you're just joining us, I never thought I would say this. How bizarre.
So she has another attorney named Ron Rail. This other story says Anna Nicole Smith has died, according to her attorney, Ron Rail.
Anna Nicole Smith, a former Playmate of the Year, supermodel, etc. Scott, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, I was just going to mention that I thought that Nicole was murdered by, and I don't remember the name of the guy.
This is just your speculation, by the way. The Rick Emerson Show in no way takes any responsibility for what you're about to say.
That's right. That because she was in the middle of that lawsuit, that maybe the guy was going to lose all that money, so
Well, secretly.
The Rick Emerson Show does not, in no way, is assigning blame about this to anybody or on anyone. This is
simply a theory, of course.
Of course, just your observation as an observer of the news.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
There you go. Thank you. We should break here, and we'll come back, get more of your calls. Anna Nicole Smith, dead at the age of 39. Weird, weird, weird. Break here. We'll come back. Ed McCarthy from CNN is going to join us around the corner. More from Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth as we talk about this breaking story. You stay there. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Show. Don't go anywhere.